You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy?
Sir?
Childlike. We're told that it's important that we remain childlike so that we keep our innocence and our sense of fun and stay young at heart, which I sound like I'm making fun of it. I'm not. I strongly believe in staying young at heart no matter what you may do.
Otherwise, you get all old and stuffy and crotchety and cranky. And
isn't it funny that you can look at, and some people will use the word immature. I get that. They'll say, oh, they're so immature. But where do you draw the line between being young at heart and being immature? I mean, there
right.
has to be.
And just,
I see that the line might be blurred at times.
Yeah, and it's just, or just enjoying your life, you know, like just don't take everything so seriously and do little fun things that brings you back to your childhood a little bit and brings you some joy. And I know for me, a big example is when we take our kids to the park. My sweet wife, Knickknack, runs to the swings every single time and gets on the swings and starts swinging her heart out. The legs in and out and in and out and seeing how high she can go. Should I jump off?
The answer is always yes.
Not at your age. You'll break a hip is usually what I yell at her.
Yeah.
But she loves the swings, man. And, you know, you see a grown arse adult on a swing set and they're smiling and they're happy and they're having just as fun, much fun as all the kids out there. So that's hers. And then for me, I mean, I've got numerous. I still collect toys. Come on, give me a break. But the one I'm thinking of right now is I love me some cotton candy. I love cotton candy. Just a couple weeks ago, Reed went out and purchased himself a cotton candy machine. He can make his own at home. And I shoved him to the side in the kitchen. I was like, get out of my way. I'm doing this. But I will go, if we're at a concert or Elitch's or one of the best reasons about going to the stock shows, you get those big bags of cotton candy. Love it. And it's just me and the kids standing in line.
I skipped that stage of childhood. I remember even as a child, because my sister would get cotton candy and my family, you want some? And I'd be like, ugh, no.
Oh, I love it. It just dissolves in your mouth. Your hands are all sticky.
Maybe it's overly sweet.
Get it all over your shirt.
It's like pouring a cup of sugar down your throat. I just
yeah. Then Nicole's got to hand me the little handy wipes so I get my sticky fingers all cleaned up.
If we ask Dom and Jeremy listeners to call us up and say, in what way are you still childlike? What is the childlike thing that you still do as an adult?
Don't be shy. Don't be all stuffy about this. If
yeah,
you still have stuffed animals on your bed and you're still sleeping with a teddy bear, we want to know about it.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. That's right. You should say it loud. You should say it proud.
Who cares?
I asked my wife this question. I said, for the show, we're going to be doing this thing. You know, what do you do that's still childlike? And so I asked her, I said, you observe me on a daily basis. What would you say I do that is childlike?
Did she say poop your pants?
No. It would have been funny.
Yeah, you
though.
Poop your pants.
Because I offered to her, I said, I do, I take bubble baths. I said, wouldn't you say that's childlike?
It is.
And she said, no.
Really?
She goes, honey, that is chick-like. That is not childlike. And I was like, well, okay.
You kinda, but you do use Mr.
There.
Bubble, so I don't know.
And she said, well, it's funny that you asked me this. She said, just an hour after I had come in and said, hey, for dinner, will you make me a grilled cheese sandwich? And I had. She makes the all-time world's best grilled
That's
cheese sandwiches.
Hilarious.
And I said, you know, I'd feel like just like a grilled, cheese,
a grilled
sandwich.
Cheese sandwich.
And she was like, so she just gave me that look. She's like, how are you asking me this? You just asked me to make you a grilled cheese sandwich.
She handed you that in a little Capri Sun and
yeah.
You went in to watch cartoons.
And so now until it's finished, you go outside and play for a little while. Okay.
Go get in the sandbox.
Our phone number is 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Let's take one call before we go to break.
Okay.
And then we can take others out of the break. I want to talk to, is it Anissa?
Anissa.
Good morning, Anissa. And welcome to the show. What do you do that is childlike?
I blow bubbles.
All right. Like with gum or with like the little stick into the bubbles?
No, the little stick with the bubbles. Yep. What gives me joy is just when you're using your dish soap and you squeeze it and it pops out a couple of bubbles.
Uh-huh. You're like,
just fun.
You try to catch it on your hand, you know.
I'm trying to blow it to make it float more, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool.
That's perfect.
You, we discovered, I'm sure not all cats are this way, but Niles the weirdo, my cat, when my stepdaughter had a thing of bubbles, we were amazed to find how much it sent this cat into a fit.
I can imagine.
Like a fit trying to get after the bubbles. It was the cutest damn thing I'd ever seen.
Bubbles!
So, yeah. Anissa, you made a smile. Go have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys do the same.
See you later.
Thanks for being on the show. We'll start with Michael. Michael, what do you do that's still childlike?
So although this stopped when I was about 8 years old with my parents, in the past 5 years that I've been with my girlfriend, now wife, I have received, although it's very thoughtful and nice, I've received from the in-laws Easter basket every year.
I love
your
that.
Own little Easter basket with a chocolate bunny.
Okay, now I'm going to make you feel better, Michael, because I have a sister-in-law who every year would mail me from, you know, 1,500 miles away. She would mail me for every Easter just a chocolate bunny in the mail. And I got to say, I was giddy every time it arrived. And when I got married a few years ago, she sent me a note that said, I'm not going to do this anymore now. Your new wife can do that for you.
Oh, baby.
I was like, but she never will and never has.
Good. So what's all in the basket, Michael? What's in there?
Oh, just the usual. Mostly candy. Just but there's sometimes, you know, a little screwdriver set. I'd like a beer in there.
Some Easter beer.
Come on, just go with traditional Easter basket and stay young. Michael,
that's cute.
That's a good way to start. Thanks for being on the show with us. Here's Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are
you?
So
what do you do that is still childlike?
Good. Well, I broke up with my boyfriend about 5 years ago, and I still sleep with the big teddy bear that he got me.
Aww.
That's good.
And I'm 61 years old, so it's going to be really hard to get a date.
Do you, like, spoon with the teddy bear?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? You still spray his cologne on it, too?
No, negative. No.
You're right. You better get rid of that so you can find somebody new, okay?
Sherry, that is funny. Thank you for the call. Here's Tony. Tony, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, bud.
So what do you do?
Well, 42 years old, I still buy the crap out of sugar cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man.
Or worse, depending on which way you look at it, Lucky Charms. I eat all the little cereal pieces first and save all the marshmallows for last.
Got a little bowl of marshmallows. Do you know you can buy a bag of just the marshmallows on Amazon?
Yeah, my wife already yells at me that I'm going to get the diabetes. I would definitely get
the diabetes.
Diabetes.
Knock it off.
Tony, that is funny.
Well,
listen, you enjoy your cereal, okay?
Yeah, funny.
Thank you for being on the show. Let me read a couple, and I know Jeremy's got some.
Yeah, they've got a bunch on Facebook.
Dale says, I still collect baseball cards. I'm 44.
Okay.
Along those lines, Dylan says, I didn't do it, but I seriously considered putting baseball cards in my bike spokes this summer just to have a laugh. Maybe I should have done it. That is funny. And then Pamela says, I lift my feet when I go over railroad tracks.
Okay, that's an old school thing.
Very much, that's a childlike thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. What do you got?
Here's four more that rolled in. Kathy says, I still get the bubblegum ice cream at Baskin-Robbins, the one with the rock-hard bubblegum pieces in it. It's the best, and I swallow the gum. That's from Kathy. Jeanette says, I still run up the stairs from the basement because I think a monster is behind me and will pull me back down. I'm 45 years old.
Yes. What a great comment.
She says, I've still never been attacked. Two more. This one's from Alan. Alan says, boys, I have the ultimate. During the pandemic, I bought a trampoline. I don't have kids. I just wanted to jump on a trampoline. It's awesome. It makes me so happy, and I recommend it for all adults.
Is that a good workout?
I would think so, unless you snap an ankle or something.
Well, there's that.
And then this is my favorite from RC. Looks like a guy, RC. He says, I don't care how old I get, I will always use an umbrella as a sword. I have the old school kind with the metal point at the end and the curved handle. Every time I go to use it, I pretend to stab my wife first. She hates it. Cheers, boys. That's from RC.
I like it. Can we all admit that we also still, during Christmas season, when you run out of wrapping paper, you take the tube.
Yes.
You got a sword fight with the tube, right?
I also hit my wife with those, too.
And put it up to your mouth and do this.